chapter 2 and verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon. This man was just and pious, awaiting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It was divinely communicated to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he should see the Lord Christ. In Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 5. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, pious men, from every nation of those under heaven. And in Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 2. And pious men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. And you might just read again a verse in Exodus chapter 29. Exodus chapter 29. Verse 21. Thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aaron, and on his garments, and on his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed, and his garments, and his sons, and his sons' garments with him. Also of the ram shalt thou take the fat, and the fat tail, and the fat that covers the inward, and the neck of the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram consecration, and one loaf of bread, and one cake of oil bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread, which is before the Lord. And thou shalt put all this in the hands of Aaron, and in the hands of his sons, and shalt wave them as a wave offering before Jehovah. And thou shalt receive them of their hand, and burn them upon the altar over the burnt offering, for a sweet odour before Jehovah. It is an offering by fire to Jehovah. Well, you might just be thinking, dear beloved, what has these verses got to do with the house of God? And, well, I understand that the exercise is for some practical ministry. Well, not that I could, of course, give a great deal of practical education, but I just want to, dear brethren, to point your hearts to this thought of piousness, you see, that we read about in these three cases, in first of all in Luke and then in Acts. Devout men, devout men. And what led me to this word devout is, you see, at the end of our Bible reading, we didn't really have time to develop it, but we came on to the thought about serving our time here with reverence and godly fear. Now if you read it in the New Translation, it reverses the order and it says, serving our time here with godly fear and reverence. And, well, of course, the godly fear is the terror. Remember, on one occasion, in our Bible reading, in the meeting I was brought up in, they said, what does this mean about dreadful? And one of the dear brothers said, it is fear. Now, I don't think I can make that any plainer to the people at Tindopty. It was fear, the terror of all, that it may come. But it's this other word, reverence, dear beloved. Reverence. And it's used only a few other times in the New Testament. In these occasions, devout. I know a lot of you are saying, oh, Cornelius was a devout man, but it's a different word to choose, dear. And I just wonder, dear beloved, in looking at these saints of God, these dear men of God, Simeon, just and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. You know, we have, of course, the Lord has been here, but today we're looking for his coming again. And dearly beloved, is that all this? Is that the all-possessing object of our hearts? The blessed man who went to Calvary for us is coming again. And there's nothing, no one's going to gainsay him. They're driving the name of our blessed Lord in the gutter. The Queen might stand up as a defender of the faith, but our blessed Lord will come back as the great defender, and every knee shall bow before him. Are we today, dear friends, dear and beloved, how good we are, going about our business as those that are devoted to the Lord's interest, just and devout? I challenge your hearts, I challenge mine. Where we found in the neighborhood, where we live, as we journey on the trains, as we are in our offices, we know as those that are devoted to the Lord's interests in this scene. Yes, there was a brother, I know a man, he was being interviewed for promotion, and his boss said to him, "You're too unworldly to get on in business." Yes, devoted to the Lord's interests, Simeon, just and devout, waiting the consolation of Israel. Oh, what a consolation it will be to our hearts there when he comes again. But of course, he's got another consoler, the Holy Spirit himself. He's with us, isn't he? You know, it's a tragedy when you come across the orphan, isn't it? The fatherless and the orphan. It's wonderful when somebody can care for them. And the blessed Lord says, "I'm not going to leave you as orphans." I'll send one to solicit you. One who solicits for your welfare. Oh, how wonderful it is. Yes, we've got the consolation of the Holy Spirit just now, but Simeon was just and devout. And of course, such a blessed man, one who's devout, can have divine communications. I won't elaborate the thought, dear beloved, but you know what I mean, don't you? Divine communications. It's the man that's close to God that has divine communications. And then, it's rather significant, you know, this word is only found in Luke's writing, isn't it? Apart from that one case in Hebrews. In Luke there, and then we come to Acts chapter 2, where there's these men, devout men, pious men, from every nation. That time there were men whose hearts God moved. They may have been scattered by the ravages of the way the Jewish nation was sent abroad, by the persecutions. But their heart didn't lie where they were. They hadn't put their roots down there. No, their heart lay in Jerusalem. Don't we see something of it in the 137th Psalm? Let my right hand forget its tongue. Cunning, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem. And dear my beloved, that we have the assembly, the truth of the assembly, and the saints of God upon our hearts in our prayers. Are they a burden upon us? The Apostle Paul, he said, "That which comes upon me, the anxious care, the real worries," is the word. There's two words for care in the New Testament, and that one there, there's no doubt about it, it was the anxious care and the worries. Well, we really can't be like the Apostle Paul. Some brother or sister that needs a visit and a bit of a help by the scripture. Oh, it's the needed, you know. Another one found David Gregg with us. He's a dear secretary in our office. She wasn't Raven Gregg with us, but she was a saint of God. And she used to come and see me about her problems since she had them. A sick husband and things like that. And there was another dear believer, one could help. But you know it all. Dear beloved, these are devout men out of every nation. And they have the interests of God at heart. And that's what God is living for today. Those who've got his interests at heart. devout men, I never knew. And then of course there was that in Acts chapter 8, devout men, buried Stephen, made great lamentation over Stephen. There he was, the servant, the testimony of God had been set out, the first martyr. No one prepared to stand beside the faithful saints in the line of the martyrs, to stand for God today. You know, dear Mr. McBroom, somebody once said to him, oh, I never have grace to die. He says, what you need is grace to live for Christ. And oh, let us seek that grace to be found here, to be identified with the testimony of the saints of God, marked by this devoutness. And you know, I think we need to be moved away from ourselves. Devout, we bring to me the thought of devotedness. Devotedness. And that's what God is looking for today. Those that are devoted to the Lord and His interests. It challenged my heart. I didn't intend to get up here, but when our dear brother came, he said, do you love the Lord? Well, of course, he challenged my heart. Probably 29 years ago when he said that to me first. But he said, tonight, do you love the Lord? This turns me to Exodus 29, where it says that the man shall take a ram of consecration, one who is given up to the interest of God. Oh, you know, I just feel, I just wonder, I wish I could put it all out, but it's there, dear beloved, in the scriptures, the fact, oh, the energy of that blessed man who was here for the praise and glory of God, all his energy was given up for God here. The fat tail, the neck of the liver, that which purifies and the kidneys, all were purified. So the prince of the world cometh and hath nothing in me, pure within and pure without. The sacrifice was washed with water, made them pure, that he was the Holy One, the altogether spotless one. What a blessed and wonderful Savior he is, the marvelous God. Wonderful bread, cake of olive bread. Oh, I'm speaking of the wonderful preciousness of Christ. Is he everything to you? Oh, Jesus Christ is far more to me than in my golden gravings I fancied he could be. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus. And he's an all-the-way-home Savior. That blessed man, as it really places up, seeing your body, man. There in your life, have you seen him? He's all in reality. Oh yes, you see, I trusted him, but is he everything to you? Is he everything to you? Oh, and the hands are filled. That's what consecration is, you know. Hands being filled. There's a lot about consecration today, you know, with around. But the Lord being filled with Christ. Everything from God comes out in that blessed man. And our hands are filled with Christ. He's the one that represents God and me within him. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is the least can be expected of you for your reasonable service. And so you say, well, what has this got to do with the house of God? Well, in this chapter, at the end of it, doesn't it say, and I will hallow the tent of meeting and the altar, and I will hallow Aaron and his sons that they may serve with Christ. And I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel and will be their God. Dearly beloved, God's house today, as we had the task this afternoon again, I don't want to escape. He's dwelling in his saints, saints of God, today in the house of God, they compose it. God is dwelling among us, dwelling among people who are devoted to his interests here. We're devoted to that blessed man who went to Calvary. God is coming again for us. All that our hands might be filled as we lift him up. The glories of his work we bring, be glorified we see. His deep perfections, gladness in, tell them forth to thee.